is the Island Vibes Morning Show with your girl Zosha and your boy Rico. We are not alone.
How you feel me alone? How you feel me alone?
Greggy Boo, welcome back. No man, this is a round of applause.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the morning show.
Oh, my heart is so warm. It feels good to hear you on the airwaves again.
I must say, it does feel amazing to be back on the radio. So much so that I'm going to share a story with you all when the time is right.
When the time is right.
Boy, oh boy.
So right now we're in the mini view segment. You never know who's going to be on studio or in studio or on the phone lines. Obviously, we got Craigie Boo, Craigie Lewski, Craigie Bamboozles in hashtag the thinking guy. That's what I like to call him. You guys know anything motivational and inspirational related, he is your go-to. So we just want to tap in a bit, Craig. We know, say, you never wake up one morning and decided that I'm going to be this guy. Where did you start? How do you, first of all, foremost, draw inspiration and motivation from yourself to then share with others?
Boy, you know, I think I've always been somebody that has been quite thoughtful, mm-hmm. right? My mind, thoughtful in the real sense. My mind generally runs. And, you know, in life growing up, you always wanted better for yourself. You know, mm-hmm. you always wanted better for your surroundings. You always wanted to improve. And I found that it's through that thought, it is through understanding and comprehending those thoughts that really and truly paved a way for a difference, right? If you get up every day and play football, you may be the best footballer in the world one day.
Right.
But if you get up every day and play football, but you intend to be an electrician, for instance, something may go wrong.
Right.
So if it is when you process these thoughts and you take a second to think, right? That is where the world around you evolves,
yes.
right? So the thinking guy is something that I've always been quite proud of. I don't utilize that hashtag, I don't think, as much as I used to,
yeah.
But obviously it's quite impactful still.
Yes.
It's something that must be continued.
It must be, it must. So, how do you steady your mind? Because we are all human, we go through things, and even the person who helps us and takes us through different trials and situations in our life, they need help too. They need to be balanced, they
most
need
definitely.
To be grounded.
Most
so
definitely.
What are some of the ways that you ground and center yourself in able to give more of yourself to others?
How do I ground myself?
Yeah.
Boy, I think for me personally, it would have to be a walk on the beach.
Yeah, that always helps.
That time alone, I'm somebody that there is generally a lot of buzz around. The phone is always going. There's always a conversation that needs to be had or another meeting that's waiting to come up. So for me to tap out, to really and truly tap out of the programming of the world and sit down by the beach or go for a walk on the beach, that really and truly does recenter my soul.
That's a good one.
How about you?
You know, to be fair, grounding the beach would be my go-to.
Yeah.
I love anybody, big bodies of water, whether it's river, beach, lake. If I can sit in front of it, be barefoot, and just listen to the sounds around me, clear my mind of what is currently bugging me, and just say, yo, the sky is actually very beautifully blue today.
There we go.
The sea is calmer than usual. Just focus on the here and now.
Rico,
what about you?
I mean, for me personally, I think I always have to go back to my friends.
Mm-hmm.
They sometimes motivate me in other ways, give me a little bit of insight that I may not be thinking of.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just coming down to getting someone else's perspective on the situation
mm-hmm.
and then going in from there.
So, as we all should be quite aware, you know, the human element is energy.
Yes.
Right? Energy is around us. Energy is not something that you can create. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
You can't create it and you can't terminate. It can only change form, right?
Right.
So if it is that you are overwhelmed, if it is that you are feeling a bit out of frequency, out of whack, right? You're stressed, you know, you're falling above, beyond yourself. Take some time to reprogram that energy.
Yes.
Right? And how best to do it? And to turn the TV off, turn the phone off, turn access to those friends off, turn access to your business off, and go and reset that programming, right? Sit down on the beach, go in the water,
yes.
feel some cool breeze,
mm-hmm.
right? Those things are the things that really and truly provide a peace, for
yeah.
me at least.
Yeah, for you at least. And then, you know, other people take solace in other things. Some people like to read, so they might go into a garden or
there
into the library itself and find a corner and just dive into a book. Other people like to write. You have the creatives, the artists. artist who will go into the studio and bang out a rhythm, bang out a song, or write a song for somebody. So there's just different ways. Whatever works for you, whatever your niche is, dive into that more. Rico, you have any questions that you want to swing
yes,
for Craig?
Definitely. You know, like you're doing so much inside your life right now, whether that is, you know, different things that you're doing, right? So how do you overcome those obstacles during that tough time? There may be like a situation that comes up that you're not aware of or you may not see coming. How do you overcome those type of obstacles?
Boy, Rico, I mean, boy, this sounds like a trick question. No, to be quite frank, yes, there's a lot on the plate at the moment, which I'm grateful for. I think for me now, at this present moment in time, even though I still get worked up, even though I still, you know, feel tense inside at times, I think for me, the greatest factor, the saving factor, is a point that I'm at in my life now, Rico, where I understand that this too shall pass. Like, now the situations do get tough, my brother. Yeah. Don't you take a second to miss that, right? It does get tough, just like in everybody else's life, right? But when you understand that your breath now, in this moment, may be a tainted breath. This one may be rough, but the next one could be a relieving breath.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So in this moment of trial, in this moment of tribulation, bear it. Almost enjoy it, right? Bask in it, because the next moment there'll be relief. The next moment there'll be glory, right? So the tension is temporary, because I see the out. The out is there, I know.
Yes.
You know what I mean? As opposed to somebody else who is in the seat of the rut and they can't see the way out. They only think that this drama, this tension is going to last forever.
Right.
And that is why it's so overwhelming.
Not realizing it's just a moment.
Not realizing it's just a moment. No matter what it is, the world could have literally crumbled before you. Take your time. As long as you have a heartbeat in your chest, you know, try to smile through it, right?
Yes.
And I found myself doing that quite often, most recently, you know, coming down to the end of the year, and you know, there's a lot to close and there's a lot in anticipation for the new year. There's a whole lot going on. What do? Get angry and blow up in every situation? No. With that, you're going to lose opportunities. With that, you're going to lose business associates and friends. And you can't do that. So, of course, you have emotions. Get angry. Feel tense. Feel stressed. But take a deep breath and know, say, yo, watch me now. It's all right, man.
It's all right.
It's on fix. It's on fix.
I love that. I love that. So, Craigie Boo, is there anything that you want to leave with the listeners right now, in this moment?
First of all, I'm not going to leave.
We know you're not leaving them. You are here. You are not going anywhere. But words of encouragement, words of motivation, something to get them going right now.
So, to all our lovely, loyal listeners, Craigie Boo, first and foremost, would like to remind you to big up yourself. Right? That's the primary objective. Now, beyond that, I know this time of year is not the easiest for most, right? Though it's meant to be merry and cheery and cheerful. Whatever it is you're going through right now, just remember, you know, that you are worthy of all of the beautiful things in this world that you believe is yours, right? Keep that belief close to your heart. Keep your mind clear and pure, right? No matter how the trials may seem troubling, right? Believe in yourself. You have to be that pure light, right, inside you, that then sparks the beauty that you expect.
Beautiful.
Right? Keep your mind secure. Keep your intentions pure. And don't worry.
Don't worry about a thing, man.
Thank you so much
for that one, Craigie Boo. I got a message here real quick before we exit this break. Zoe, please say a very special good morning to your guest for me. It's coming from formerly Miss Irie, now Miss Island, Sardia Hall.
Good morning, Sardia. I've missed you, my darling. I hope you're well. I hope your family is well. And I do hope this season has brought you nothing but cheer, my darling.
Tio, Craigie Boo, thanks so much. Stick and stay. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back. It's the Island Vibes Morning Show.
Island Taste. Parties Done Right powers Island FM. The sound of Cayman done right with more next.
It's the Island Vibes Morning Show with your girl Zosha, your boy Rico Rolando, and we got Craigie Bamboozles in studio.
Don't you forget to big up yourself.
So it's the holiday seasons. We have been talking about everything Christmas related. Yes. And you know, after Christmas comes New Year's. These holidays are back to back. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. So I want to get into really quickly, gentlemen, how to prepare yourself for the New Year, especially in them hard times, yeah, with the panorama, the panini bread.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Definitely. No, so the overarching theme at this time of year is this festivity, right? This Christmas buzz. But I want our listeners to really and truly focus on a bigger picture, right? The bigger picture is this transition, right? We're leaving 2021 behind, right? And we're embarking on a whole new year, 2022. Yeah. Now, apart from a annual calendar, you're changing the page, it gives us an opportunity to start anew, to start afresh, right? So we spoke earlier in the segment about thinking and importance of thought, right?
Yeah.
And the thinking guy, etc. Take some time, ladies and gentlemen, before this new year, it's fast approaching, to have some thoughts with yourself, right? What is it that I've done this year that I possibly could do a little different? What is it that I intend to achieve for myself, for my family, in the upcoming year, mm-hmm. right? And it's with this initial thoughts, this preparatory thinking, that we'll find ourselves this time next year in a better place,
yeah.
right? Not just rolling through the new year, and rolling through the first quarter,
right.
and rolling through the second quarter, only to find yourself in the same position December 24th, 2022.
Can't afford that.
So I'm imploring all of our listeners who are hearing my voice, just take some time to think. I know Christmas is tomorrow, right? You're going to spend that with the loved ones that you have around you. And if it is that you don't have those loved ones around you, be that loved one for somebody else.
Yes.
Go out and love somebody. Yep. If you listen to me now and you don't have any company, right? Funds may be low. There's so much that you can do, right? To extend that cheer. Even if it's not in you, extend it to somebody else. And I guarantee you that's the quickest way to find it for yourself.
For sure. Right?
But as you go through this period, take some time between now and next week when the new year rolling and think about it. Think about yourself. Think about what you want for yourself. And have some thoughts about how you might achieve it.
Right. Make it intentional. Of course, it sounds good. What about you, Rico?
I mean, definitely, I'll just go off of what Craig said. It's just reflection, looking back at what you've accomplished this year, or looking back at, you know, even some of those failures that you may have had this year. You know, sometimes it takes experience to understand that, hey, this is not the right fit for me, or yes, this is the right fit for me, but you have to go through it. You can't just be thinking about and saying, oh, next year I'm going to do this, next year I'm going to do that. Just start. That's all I'm going to tell you guys, is just start, focus on yourself, and keep on going.
Okay, thank you so much. That is great. I am definitely sharing the same sentiments as you guys. And when we get back at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, well, it's 9 o'clock now, but after these songs, we'll jump some more into it. But I got a message I got to read for you. Screaming, hi, Craigie Boo. The excitement ton up loud this morning. So lovely to hear you again on the radio. We miss you. Wade misses you. He's sending you love. And we are also wishing you a very Merry Christmas and all the best for the new year. And don't forget to big up yourself. And there's also a message here for us, Rico. Merry Christmas to you guys too. Lots of love. It's from Teresa Drummond. Thank you, Teresa.
Blessings, blessings, and love. It means so much to hear from our listeners. Listeners who do this continually, big up on yourself, continue to throw love at these two lovely folks in studio, because I'm loving, you know.
We so love them bad. It's the Stay, Don't Touch That Dial. We'll be right back. I want you to give us that good old traditional outro. We always do it every morning, but before you leave, I want you to do it, yeah?
So you want to kick it off, or you want me to kick it
you
off?
You kick it off. You kick
you
it off.
You want me to kick it off?
Yeah, for your listeners, for yourself. Never you forget to...
Never you forget to big up yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, Craigie Bamboozles in studios once more, with us once more. Thank you so much for passing through, my G. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas and a blessed New Year when it comes. It's the Island Vibes Morning Show. We're going to get back to some music for you and
Let's
then
go.
Into some tea. But in the meantime, between time, Mr. Notch, local music, reggae man.